This is Ozarks at Large. If, after the leftovers, the parades on TV, football, and more football, you feel the need for something a bit more personal, why not engage in the 5th annual National Day of Listening? The day after Thanksgiving has been set aside as a time to record interviews with loved ones by the people behind StoryCorps. Dave Isay, the founder of the StoryCorps idea, was on our program 5 years ago as the tradition of National Listening Day was about to be launched. Monday, I reached him at his office to see what's happened since that first National Day of Listening and what was planned for this year.
Well, we're continuing to push on. The idea is, as you know, on the day after Thanksgiving, to take an hour out to record a loved one as the least expensive but most meaningful gift we can give, kind of StoryCorps do-it-yourself. And we've been growing it slowly every year. I mean, I think the biggest thing that's changed, and we will keep growing it until this thing, we hope, becomes, you know, something that happens across the country every year. We've got a long way to go, but we've also got a lot of patience. The technology has changed a lot since we first spoke. So, most everybody has a mobile phone that can record, do an audio recording. And this year we have a partnership with a website called SoundCloud, which is the kind of the YouTube of sound, which makes it incredibly easy just to record a conversation with your cell phone and then hit a button and boom, it's up on this website that collects these StoryCorps DIY interviews. This year we also have started over the last couple of years having themes for the National Day of Listening. Last year StoryCorps had a big national project honoring teachers across the country. So the idea was to find a teacher from your past and thank them by doing an interview with them. And this year we have a big StoryCorps initiative launching in a couple of weeks honoring post 9/11 veterans, active duty, and families across the country. And this year for the National Day of Listening, we're asking folks to find someone who served in the military or a family member of someone who served in the military and do an interview with them on the National Day of Listening. Now, of course, if that's not possible, then or you'd prefer to record a family member, that's fine as well. The idea is to take an hour and to record a story.
What's so interesting about this year's theme, and this is, I have personally heard from a couple of people in just the last couple of weeks who talked to a relative about military service,
yep.
And another relative was there and said, I haven't heard this story ever.
Yep.
And it's one of those subjects where so few of us know these experiences, and to hear them from other people is amazing.
You know, it reminds me of when StoryCorps first opened. We've been around for about 9 years now. We had, within the first week, there was a couple who came to the booth, and it was a wife and a husband. They'd been married many, many years. They were an older couple. And the wife asked the husband about World War II, and he starts talking about it and starts crying. And at the end of the interview, the facilitator, who's the person who's in the booth with the couple, asked what it was like for them. And the wife said, you know, I've been married to this man for 60 years, and this is the first time I've ever seen him cry. So there is something about that, you know, the formality of doing an interview, of asking these questions, and of, you know, kind of closing the doors and being in a quiet place and sitting with someone that causes really remarkable things to be said, whether it's about military or just about life. And it's a pretty wonderful and valuable experience. I hope folks will consider doing it.
You mentioned there's something about being in a quiet room and just listening. We all have a lot of conversations every day, but when you're talking to someone and you are intently wanting to hear what they say, and this National Day of Listening kind of sets that up, it can be a far different conversation, even if you don't realize it till the first few minutes in, when it's just the two of you or three of you and you're specifically talking about someone's experiences, it becomes a completely different sort of conversation.
It does, and I mean, I think you know this. It's the microphone gives you the license to have conversations you don't normally get to have. We've recorded about 50,000 StoryCorps interviews across the country with about 100,000 people, because people come in pairs. And I would almost guarantee that every and many times the people who come to StoryCorps know each other very well. You know, husband and wife, a parent and a kid, a grandparent and a grandkid. And I can almost guarantee you that there's not a single one of those 50,000 conversations where no matter how well you thought you knew that person who you're in the booth with, you didn't find out something new. It's almost guaranteed. I mean, there are two things that are almost certain in every StoryCorps interview. One is that you're going to find out something about this person who you're listening to that you didn't know before. And the second thing is that when you're done, it's something you will never regret. You're always going to be glad you did it.
Sometimes the interesting parts, too, are the periphery. You may know that there's a big event.
Yep.
But in the course of talking about that big event, here's something that perhaps the person you're interviewing has never thought was that important, but because it happened in the past or a time you're not aware of, they may think it's a small detail, but it might be the most interesting thing that comes out of that conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, as you're doing these conversations, if you go on our website, nationaldayoflisting.org, we have two websites. One is storycorps.org, and the other is nationaldayoflisting.org. And StoryCorps can get you to National Day of Listening. But it'll give you instructions, very, very simple instructions for how to do these interviews. And you're absolutely right. I mean, there are details that come out that will surprise you, you know. And the trick is, when you're doing these interviews, to listen very closely and to, you know, do follow-up questions that interest you. So if there is something that comes up that you want to talk more about, you can say, you know, Dad, can you tell me a little bit more about that? Always when you take the time to do something like this, the, you know, kind of magical things happen over those. We suggest 40 minutes because, as you said, when you're listening intently, it's quite a it can be quite tiring. So 40 minutes is usually kind of the sweet spot for where people start to get tired, but you still have enough time to cover a lot of ground.
And at those websites, you also have sort of advice of how to, you know, do the initial approach. Because not everyone, when they're first approached with the idea of being interviewed or, you know, being asked about their life or an oral history, will be quick to respond positively or right away.
Yeah, and you know, you don't want to. This is not, you know, forced service.
Right.
You don't want anybody to do this who doesn't want to. But you know, we've found that you know, we've had a lot of experience doing these interviews, and there are people who say, "Yeah, I don't have a story." And you know, one of the things that you may want to say to those people, and invariably, it's those people who never want to stop talking once you get them going. But one thing you may want to say is, look, this isn't for you, this isn't for me, this is for your kids or your grandkids or your great-grandkids. Just try. And usually people will then be willing to talk. You may want to, if it's you and a parent and you think that a grandkid will have more luck, and has that the grandparent has a softer spot for that grandkid, have the grandkid do the interview. People want to be listened to, and people want to be heard. And this act of saying to someone, I want to interview you about your life, is one of the most profound ways to tell someone how much they mean to you. And that act of 40 minutes with no TV, no cell phones, no distractions, just looking a loved one in the eye and saying, who are you? What have you learned in life? Tell me about whatever experience, whether it's military, whether it's marriage, whether it's whatever it is, work experience, it's really a wonderful gift to give to another human being.
You know, the knee-jerk sort of joke is to mention that Thanksgiving is horrible because people are together, maybe family members who don't agree politically, and
right,
and then we're coming out of an election season when.
Yep.
So the knee-jerk thing is to say you don't want to be around people. You go, you eat the turkey and stuff, and get out of there. This day, this National Day of Listening, seems to be a great way to slice through the cynicism and the snark that can be out there.
It is, you know, and I think that it's a very good point that you raise. And you know, one of the things about StoryCorps is that, I think that what you don't want to do with a StoryCorps interview, if you have a relative who's, you know, you don't agree with politically or whatever the fight is, that's not what you want to talk about. Someone said to me last week, I don't even remember who it was, but someone said that, you know, if you get down to it, there's probably 1% that people disagree on, even when they disagree, you know, the people who are most at odds, and 99% of everything else everybody just agrees on, you just focus on that 1%. So if you have whoever it is, a relative, and you can ask them, you know, what was the happiest moment of your life, or, you know, what are you proudest of, how do you want to be remembered? And I think that helps us remember that that these divides, you know, maybe aren't as great as we think, even though there might be stress around the Thanksgiving table. And when you get right down to it, you know, it's our family, it's our relationships, it's being kind to one another that really matters. And we hope that that StoryCorps helps remind people of those, you know, simple truths.
Thank you very much for your time, Dave.
Kyle, happy holidays.
To you too. Dave Isay is a founder of StoryCorps and an organizer of the annual National Day of Listening. It's scheduled for tomorrow. I talked with him Monday. You can find out much more about tips for interviewing and how to load the conversations to SoundCloud at the websites nationaldayoflistening.org, StoryCorps.org, or SoundCloud.com.